From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs killed at least 42, including a senior intelligence officer. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both the state security and military intelligence. An al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for those attacks, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs. The city had been under full government control for nearly 3 years. Meantime, a top Syrian envoy at the United Nations-sponsored peace talks in Geneva has called on all parties to condemn the latest attack in the city of Homs. Bashar al-Jafari, head of Syrian government delegation to those talks, said he had asked the UN Special Envoy, Staffan de Mistura, to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by al-Nusra Front. Al-Jafari also said the request the UN Special Envoy to request the sustained statement, clear statement, condemning these attacks from all the platforms participating in the Geneva process. The opposition's main delegate to the talks, Nasser al-Hariri, condemned all terrorism but suggested the Syrian government in Damascus was the primary sponsor of terrorism. Iraqi military officials say U.S.-backed forces are facing a stiffer resistance as soldiers push deeper into the western half of Mosul, the last refuge for the Islamic State in Iraq. The jihadists also have started fighting and lighting fires in the streets to disguise their positions. This is VOA News. Malaysian officials declared the country's international airport a safe zone today after a sweep of the airport terminal where North Korean ruler Kim Jong-un's half-brother was killed. Selangor Police Commissioner Abul Sama bin Mat said the airport is now safe.
There is no hazardous material found in Kuala Lumpur. Number two, Kuala Lumpur is free from any form of contamination of hazardous material. And thirdly, is Kuala Lumpur is declared a safe zone.
Kim Jong-nam was murdered on February the 13th at the Kuala Lumpur Airport, by VX nerve agent classified by the UN as a weapon of mass destruction. Two women, one Indonesian and one Vietnamese, have also been detained. Malaysian authorities say four North Korean men provided the women with the poison and have fled the country. Pakistan has disclosed that it is engaged in negotiations with Afghanistan on developing a joint mechanism to address mutual cross-border terrorism concerns, and both sides could formalize a deal later this week. Bilateral relations have plunged to new lows in recent months, with Islamabad and Kabul accusing each other of harboring anti-state militant groups and sponsoring terrorist attacks on their respective sides of the border. Here in the U.S., Democrats have a new National Party chairman, and it is Tom Perez. He was Labor Secretary under President Obama. Perez won over Ellison, Keith Ellison, that is, a Minnesota congressman, in the second round of voting by National Democratic Committee and their members at a meeting in Atlanta. Soon after the vote was announced, Perez called for delegates to elect his opponent, as a deputy chair. Perez says he and Ellison are united in their values and their love of the country.
When we communicate our message of inclusion and opportunity for everyone, the big tent that we are, that is our strength, my friends.
Perez and Ellison both said the party must capitalize on widespread opposition to President Trump and must work to reach frustrated working-class voters who felt abandoned by the Democrats and then embraced Mr. Trump. President Trump used his weekly media address to mark African American History Month. He said African American leaders like Muhammad Ali and Martin Luther King Jr. had shaken the world and pledged to work to bring what he called really good paying jobs back to the African American community.
That's the latest world news from VOA.